Please do have a seat. It's good that once a year we can stop and we think about our giving. And I know that this is a topic which many people feel slightly uncomfortable about. Talking about money isn't something we do particularly, unless you're politicians, I guess, in Britain. It's one of those kind of taboo subjects, isn't it? But it's good to talk about because it's a spiritual discipline, our own giving. And so today we have a Thanksgiving service. And we call it Thanksgiving intentionally. Part two of that, of course, is giving. But part one is about thanks. We don't just give into a vacuum. We give gracious to God for all that he has done amongst us. So, for instance, as a church, just over the past year or so, how about some of these things? We've seen growth in our children's and youth work. We've seen more opportunities come our way to go into the high school. We've seen a huge increase who let the dads out up at St. Martin's on the second Saturday of each month. We've seen more people come along to meals that we're offering to the retireds. We have seen huge numbers come again to special services, Christmas, Remembrance, Harvest. And less than a year ago, we had a special St. George's Day parade service when, again, the whole church was completely packed up. There's been a big effort and a growing effort in funeral ministry. More funerals and more work with the bereaved, and the service to remember just end of October last year. Again, biggest numbers we've seen in ages of people coming along to remember loved ones. We've seen an increase in church attendance. The list just goes on and on. I just jotted down 8 or 9 things I could think of yesterday evening. God's good, isn't he? God is doing some good things amongst us, and it's worth remembering that and to stop and to say thank you to God for all that he's doing, for the privilege that we have of being able to join him in his mission here on earth. But secondly, we also thank each other, because many of those things, if not all of those things, there's been good involvement of people within the church who've given their time and, of course, who've also given their money to make so many of these things possible. We give, but we give out of thankfulness of all that God is doing amongst us and of all that others are doing here. So then comes the giving itself. In a moment, we're going to look there at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, if you want to kind of get your thumb in the page. It's page 191, isn't it? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, so it's page 193. But just before that, it's good to think about our giving. And this goes for any age, even when we're younger. It's okay to think about these things now. Because like we said, it's a spiritual discipline. And so at least once a year, it's worth thinking about what we give, thinking about how much money we have as income, and asking some serious questions. Can I give more? Or maybe our situations changed radically over the last year. Do I need to give less? Actually, it's all right to ask that question. Or maybe we just need to say, is it sacrificial for us to still give the same as what we gave last year? The important thing is that we take time, we reflect, we pray about these different things. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. The point is this. The one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And the one who sows bountifully, will also reap bountifully. It's an encouragement to us to give well, to give sacrificially. You know, if God's the most important thing in our lives, then obviously our finances will reflect that. So we're not going to keep as much back for ourselves to spend on other things, because actually those other things are suddenly more important than God. This verse encourages us to give as generously and as sacrificially as we can. Do we want to give sacrificially, or do we want to give selfishly? There's one of those little questions for you to ponder maybe over the next minute or two. Then on to verse 7, it gives us a couple of negative reasons why we might give and a couple of positive reasons why we might give. Each of you must give as you have made up in your own mind. The two negatives, not reluctantly or under compulsion. So not reluctantly, without a desire to do so. It can't just be something, suppose I better had, really. That's not a Christian discipline. It's not a spiritual discipline of how we should give. Not under compulsion. Not that you feel forced by anybody, even anybody up the front. Not that you are made to feel guilty. Not under reluctance, not under compulsion. But we give, firstly, as each of us has made up our own mind. The NIV translates that as heart. And probably both are roughly correct. It's something inside that stirs. You know, why is it so many people give to things like the tsunami appeal? And you know, things like that when they happen. Because looking at those TV pictures, something stirs within us. And that's what Paul's getting at here. You've made up your own mind. Something stirred within you. You've worked things out and you just know that that's what you need to give. And also, God loves, secondly, a cheerful giver. This is one of my favorite words in the Bible because it's always mistranslated. Could better be hilarious giver, which I think is brilliant. God loves a hilarious giver. I challenge you when the offering goes around later to laugh as you put your money in. But that's the sentiment of this verse. We're not giving out of compulsion. We're not giving reluctantly. We're giving because it's great to do that. And isn't it amazing what God does when we do give? We've just listed a few of those things. So what are we looking at as a church then over the next year or so? Hopefully you've all picked up one of the sheets on the way in. If you haven't, please do pick up one of the sheets on the way out. It talks about some of the key things that we're looking at. And there's five things that Rob's highlighted in particular, which are numbers 1 to 5, funny enough, on the front page. And then the second page goes into a little more detail. So firstly, about the staff growing. Of course, it's great to have Andy actually paid staff now, which means he can stay for longer. No one can pull him away. So it's great that we've been able to invest there. Obviously, Chris being around for this year. Hi, Chris. As a gap year. And next year, we're also looking at having another gap year student with time for God. We're increasing the staff. Also, Val in the office works 5 mornings a week now. So we're increasing the staff. Secondly, that support for cross-cultural mission. It's been great to have Alex talking about his mission and ministry today. But we're obviously continuing to work with people in Argentina, in Nepal, and other parts of the world as we seek to work with Christians in mission. And thirdly, sweeping away suffering with the Besom Project, as we've been told it should be called. We're looking at this. Yeah, how can we help people in our local area? That will take some money. That will take a lot of people's time. But we feel as a church it's important to push on and to pray about these things and to see if God is leading us into doing this in this area. So God willing, some points later on in the year, that may well launch. That'd be a great thing for us to be involved with. Then we've got some, slightly more boring things really to do with physical things. So relaying the drive, having the lich gate restored. Good things, important things to do. And so money will be spent on those this year. And of course, up at St. Martin's too. I mentioned Who Let the Dads Out. We mentioned the retired lunches. Both of those there's a retired lunch up at St. Martin's. Both are doing really well. And there's a real keen eagerness, if you can put those two words together, up there to push on and to push on where God's leading that congregation. And so we're investing time and we'll invest resources up at St. Martin's. And then the bit underneath, don't forget to mention bequests. That's a note to me, to not to forget to mention bequests. We've had a bequest as we made public just before Christmas, I think, of somebody in the community who left basically £100,000 or so to the church, which is amazing. Somebody who has quite light links in the distant past. But it means certain things can then be done, and we can push on with certain projects. And so it's good for each of us to think. I know for some of us it's a long time into the future when we may think about passing on. But it's good to consider whether we want to include even the church in our own wills. When we don't need that money ourselves anymore, maybe some of it could come to God's work in this place and around the world. I'm not going to go through that anymore. I'm intentionally keeping it short today. Please do read this. It has some notes about giving on the back, about the provisional accounts on how much was given last year. They are provisional because the accounts are at the auditors, but God willing, they'll come back to be the same. So do please pray. Pray about how you may give during this year. But just finally, as we go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I just want to point us to verse 10. He, that's God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. It was said before that we should each be giving sacrificially, and for each of us that will be different what that means. But God is a good God, and God multiplies, and God provides, and God does amazing things through us. Let's give to him, that he may take our offering and do something so much more than we could ever imagine with it for his glory. Let's pray. Lord, you are such a good God. You're such a generous God in all that you give us. And Lord, we are so grateful. Lord, we've not even mentioned the day-to-day things that you give us, the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the food, the clothing, Lord, all those different things. But Lord, we're conscious that you do bless us as individual Christians, as families, and as a church. And Lord, we pray that you'd continue to do that this year. And Lord, that you'd stir our hearts too, that we'd know that call to give, and that we too would give generously to your work. Amen.
It's